So today, on my way home from work, I stopped by the Grocertorium because I wanted to get some pork rinds. Because I was out, and I need them to live. Don't judge me. Anyway, I'm standing in line. A very long line. Which gives me time to think. Which would be good if I used it for something productive, but in this case, not so much. Anywho, I was standing there, and I heard the most entertaining conversation that distracted me from my very important thinking. It was between 2 7-year-old boys. They were discussing the pros and cons of flavorings, i.e. Mio versus Kool-Aid, and that nasty stuff that Mom likes Crystal Light. Then, to the heart of the conversation, the real bottom line for the 7-year-old. What was the best flavor? It was quickly boiled down to cherry and purple, with the smaller of the two trying to explain that purple was grape and indeed not a flavor. The bigger would not budge. So the brains of the operation asked, okay, then how do you make purple? I was riveted. I'm waiting to hear this. I'm hanging with bated breath. I gotta know. How does one make purple? The kid doesn't miss a beat. Yeah, you mix. So I'm sitting there, You mix what? Because by now it's my turn at the register and I don't want to miss this. He finally says, you mix red and blue, dummy. After all the setup, I was a little crestfallen and a bit disappointed that I couldn't hear the rest of this conversation. But the longer I thought about it, the more it made me laugh. Because that is indeed how you make purple. As for how it tastes, I have no idea. With a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.